For those living with autism, a simple trip to the store can feel like an assault on the eyes and ears. Regions Bank recently announced efforts to make all of its branches autism-friendly. WBHM's Stephen Basaha reports on what it means to make a business accessible to those with autism.
It can be hard to imagine your senses being overwhelmed in a bank lobby. They're often viewed as quiet, usually dull places.
You're right. Banks are quiet. And post offices are quiet, but our children are often not quiet.
Tracy Cron's son, Remy, has autism. Autism makes processing sights and sounds difficult, to the point where something as mundane as the beeping of an ATM machine can be physically painful. When Remy was younger, Tracy says she would feel judged when her son had tantrums in public places.
It was very difficult for me to try and control his behavior, and also try to work with the employee behind the counter.
Justin Schwartz is a behavioral pediatrician at UAB. He says the way those with autism react to different triggers is often misunderstood.
It can be very disruptive, and for those who don't understand what's going on, it can be off-putting or put the individual at risk of stigmatization or other things.
He says this feeling of being judged can cause families to isolate themselves.
For a lot of families, that makes them avoid a lot of places because they don't want to feel that.
That's part of the reason Schwartz worked with Regions Bank on a plan to make its 1,500 branches autism-friendly. Along with employee training, each branch will have a designated quiet area and sensory bags with items meant to help those feeling overwhelmed. There's a green stress ball and earbuds to help block out sound. Lots of businesses across the country are taking measures to be autism-friendly, including places a bit louder than banks.
James inside, kicks it out low, open three.
About a year ago, the Cleveland Cavaliers were hosting, ironically enough, an autism awareness night when security at the arena wouldn't allow a boy with nonverbal autism to enter the arena with his iPad. He needed the iPad to communicate. Shortly after that, the Cavaliers began working with Culture City, a nonprofit focused on accessibility for those with autism. Culture City trained the arena's staff and provided sensory bags. They also helped design a sensory room, a quiet escape from the game's chaotic atmosphere. Culture City's founder, Julian Maha, says there's another incentive for businesses. It makes money. He says that's already happened for the Cavs.
They've actually picked up about 52 new season ticket holders for next season who are requesting sensory-inclusive kits.
Maha says Regions is taking a good first step, but he disagrees with some choices, particularly the earbuds. He says for people with autism, putting something inside the ear can be painful.
If you're designated it as autism-friendly, that's something you would never, ever use.
Nothing in the world of autism is an absolute.
That's Justin Schwartz, the behavioral pediatrician again. One thing Schwartz and Maha do agree on is while the bags and quiet rooms are important, training employees to understand autism is essential.
So it's not a mystery, and so it's readily understandable. And with that understanding, what we hope is that there's greater acceptance.
And that's what Tracy Cron wants for her son from businesses. Acceptance.
That we will not be judged because we act differently.
And getting businesses to help strip away that stigma is an important step for helping those living with autism. For WBHM, I'm Stephen Basaha.